Hello, my name is Chris Wright with the Grassroots Party. Throughout the election, I have advanced the principle of public safety through an end to prohibition. Prohibition kills more than illegal drugs. On September 6, 1988, in the matter of marijuana rescheduling petition, the Chief Administrative Law Judge of the Drug Enforcement Administration, Francis L. Young, stated, "There is no record in the extensive medical literature describing a proven documented cannabis-induced fatality. In strict medical terms, marijuana is far safer than many foods we commonly consume. For example, eating 10 raw potatoes can cause a toxic response. By comparison, it is physically impossible to eat enough marijuana to induce death. But despite this decision on marijuana safety, many have been killed in prohibition-related murders. Last January, in a Richfield park, an individual was killed in a prohibition-related murder involving marijuana. Less than 4 months ago, 3 law enforcement officials were killed interdicting marijuana. Government is entrusted by the people in whom all power is inherent to protect public safety. Therefore, it is illegitimate to exercise police power to destroy public safety. So how does government usurp the freedom and the power of the people to engage in the obvious destruction of public safety as it relates to marijuana and narcotics? The state increases its police power and political power by justifying the use of authority against a social menace in the name of public safety and seeks the permission of the people to cede their inherent freedom and power to the government to protect them from such evils. If the state and demagogues can convince the people that witches cast harmful spells, then we can justify burning them at the stake. Prohibition is a witch hunt because it kills more than the drugs themselves. The number of fatalities from the direct effects of all the illegal drugs alone costs 5,200 deaths annually. However, the Office of National Drug Control Policy acknowledges that 20,000 people die each year from illegal drugs. That means 3 times more people die from prohibition than die from the drugs themselves. Prohibition reduces supply and fails to reduce demand for drugs, causing unusually high prices. Prohibitionists have subsidized criminals, destroyed public safety, enforced a law racist in origin and in practice, undermined law observance and the Bill of Rights, overburdened the courts, overcrowded the prisons, and have driven up public debt. In fact, prohibition is unenforceable in prison. The intolerable amounts of tyranny and money required to keep drugs out of communities demands repeal. Anyone who would vote for a politician who supported such a policy is either ignorant, evil, or un-American. The schoolyard drug dealer doesn't call the principal or police if he's ripped off or threatened. He arms himself and joins in a gang for safety in numbers. The Al Capones of this world don't eliminate the competition by force of lower prices. They conduct business from the barrel of a gun. It's ironic that the prohibitionists who say to me, "What about the children?" are the ones who endanger our children most. Prohibitionists are the ones who have put metal detectors at the doors of our schools. And it's easy to say no to drugs, but it's hard to dodge a bullet. Prohibition causes corruption of public officials, such as Officer Capistrand, who ripped off the Minneapolis evidence room of his drug money to pay for his gambling habit. Scores of police, Border Patrol, Customs, Coast Guard, CIA, FBI, DEA, ATF, military prosecutors, and judges have been involved in official corruption relating to illicit drugs. American prohibition has undermined the governments of foreign nations like Mexico, Colombia, Peru, Bolivia, and the list goes on. I am the only candidate that has a chance to legalize marijuana in this election. I have a marijuana case before the State Court of Appeals challenging the state's Controlled Substances Act as a violation of Article 13, Section 7 of the Minnesota Constitution. It says any person may sell or peddle the products of the farm or garden occupied and cultivated by him without obtaining a license, therefore. The requirement in the Controlled Substances Act to be in legal possession and a manufacturer is that you have a license through the Minnesota Board of Pharmacy. That requirement is illegal because the Constitution supersedes statute. The court said that you can't sell unsafe products. I prove that there hasn't been any documented death due to pot and that it's safer than some foods. I prove that marijuana was a product of the farm or garden in 1906 when this was adopted and continued to be until the state illegally adopted the Uniform Narcotics Control Act in 1935. And I pointed out that the state could not have the greater power of making pot illegal completely if it didn't have the lesser power of requiring a license. Ultimately, the court must decide if prohibition is the highest law in the land or is the Constitution. But my prosecutor and candidate for governor, Skip Humphrey, could care less about the Constitution or the rights of farmers. There's a Greek saying that sums it up: when faced with human stupidity, even the gods stand helpless. So if I win this case, Minnesota farmers will be able to grow vast quantities of marijuana, sell vast quantities of marijuana, and we'll have the right to smoke vast quantities of marijuana. Vote for Chris Wright at the November 3rd referendum, and I'll bring back the $10 ounce of Primo Bud.